Ever feel like life's a puzzle you're trying to solve with half the pieces missing? Like Plato's cave dwellers, we only see shadows of the truth, grasping for understanding in a world that often feels upside down. But hey, even Socrates questioned everything, and that dude was no dummy. From the ancient Greeks pondering existence to modern-day philosophers like Alan Watts, reminding us to be in the present, the quest for meaning is as old as humanity itself. So grab a cup of coffee, because we're about to dive deep into the questions that keep us up at night. We'll explore how the wisdom of the past can illuminate our present struggles, from dealing with that annoying co-worker to finding joy in the chaos of everyday life. If you enjoyed this video, please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, keep it up below, and hit that notification bell so you won't miss out. Let's kick things off with Lesson 1. Lesson 1. Focus on what you can control. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for a crucial meeting. Your phone's blowing up with work notifications, and the barista totally messed up your coffee order. Sound familiar? We've all been there. It's easy to let these little, or big, annoyances hijack our mood and send our stress levels through the roof. But here's where Stoicism swoops in with a game-changing perspective. The Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient Greece and Rome, taught us that the key to inner peace lies in understanding the difference between what we can control and what we can't. Epictetus, one of the Stoic heavyweights, put it perfectly. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Let that sink in for a moment. See, life is full of externals, things outside our control, like the weather, traffic, other people's opinions, even our own health to a certain extent. We can fret, fume, and lose sleep over them, but it won't change a thing. What we can control, however, is our internal world, our thoughts, emotions, and actions. Think of it like this. You're the captain of your ship, sailing through the stormy seas of life. You can't control the wind or the waves, but you can adjust your sails, steer your ship, and choose how you'll weather the storm. So, back to that traffic jam. Instead of cursing the universe, take a deep breath. Maybe listen to a calming playlist, catch up on a podcast, or simply enjoy the forced break from the daily hustle. The traffic jam hasn't magically disappeared, but your reaction to it has transformed. And with that shift, you've reclaimed your inner peace. This isn't just ancient wisdom. Modern psychology backs it up too. The concept of locus of control, whether we believe our lives are controlled by external factors or our own choices, plays a huge role in our well-being. Those with an internal locus of control, like the Stoics, tend to be less stressed, more resilient, and more successful in achieving their goals. Now, let's take this Stoic principle beyond traffic jams. Imagine you're facing a setback at work, like a project that's not going as planned. Instead of dwelling on the problem or blaming others, focus on the solutions you can control. Brainstorm ideas, reach out to colleagues for support, or seek out new resources. By shifting your focus to what you can do, you empower yourself to move forward. Remember, this isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending that bad things don't happen. It's about acknowledging those emotions, then choosing a response that aligns with your values and goals. As Marcus Aurelius, another Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." The beauty of this principle is that it applies to every aspect of our lives. Whether it's dealing with difficult people, facing financial challenges, or navigating health issues, we always have a choice in how we respond. We can choose to let these externals control us, or we can choose to focus on what we can control and take positive action. Embracing this stoic mindset is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice and patience, but the rewards are immense. By focusing on what you can control, you'll not only reduce stress and anxiety, but also cultivate a sense of empowerment and inner peace that can truly transform your life. So, next time life throws you a curveball, channel your inner stoic. Ask yourself, what's within my control here? Focus your energy on that, and watch as your resilience, inner peace, and overall happiness soar. It's a simple shift in mindset, but its impact can be truly profound. Lesson 2. Embrace discomfort for growth. All right, Stoicism seekers, let's keep this wisdom train rolling. In Lesson 1, we talked about focusing on what we can control. Now, we're about to level up with Lesson 2. Embracing discomfort for growth. Get ready to step outside your comfort zone. Now, I know what you're thinking. Discomfort? No thanks, I'm good. We're wired to seek pleasure and avoid pain, right? But here's the stoic twist. Discomfort isn't just unavoidable, it's essential for growth. Think of it like lifting weights. It's the stress on your muscles that makes them stronger. The same goes for our minds and spirits. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, put it this way. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. This means that obstacles, challenges, and yes, even discomfort, are not roadblocks, but stepping stones on our path to becoming the best versions of ourselves. The Stoics didn't just talk the talk, they walked the walk. They actively sought out challenges, exposed themselves to different perspectives, and questioned their own assumptions. They understood that true growth happens when we push our boundaries and embrace the unknown. Think about it. When was the last time you did something that scared you a little? Maybe it was giving a presentation, trying a new sport, or having a difficult conversation. Remember that feeling of nervousness? That flutter in your stomach. That's the feeling of growth. Now, I'm not saying you should go out and seek out misery, but what I am saying is that we shouldn't shy away from challenges or discomfort. In fact, we should welcome them as opportunities to learn, adapt, and become more resilient. Let's bring this into the 21st century. Think about your career. Maybe you've been in the same role for a while, feeling a bit stagnant. Instead of staying in your comfort zone, what if you took on a new project, learned a new skill, or even explored a different career path altogether? It might be scary, but it could also lead to incredible growth and new opportunities. Or maybe you're in a relationship that's become a bit too comfortable. Instead of going through the motions, try injecting some novelty into your routine. Take a dance class together, plan a surprise weekend getaway, or simply have a deep, meaningful conversation about your dreams and aspirations. By stepping outside your comfort zone, you can reignite the spark and deepen your connection. Remember, this isn't about forcing yourself to do things you hate. It's about finding that sweet spot where challenge meets growth. It's about pushing yourself just enough to expand your horizons, learn new things, and become a more well-rounded, capable, and interesting human being. As Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, said, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." Often the fear of discomfort is worse than the discomfort itself. So, let's challenge those fears, step outside our comfort zones, and embrace the transformative power of discomfort. Stay tuned for our next lesson, where we'll delve into another Stoic principle that can help you live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Please, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, keep it up below and hit that notification bell so you won't miss out. Lesson 3. Live with purpose. All right, Stoicism enthusiasts, let's dive into Lesson 3. Live with purpose. This is where things get really interesting. We've talked about focusing on what we can control and embracing discomfort for growth. Now, it's time to discover how to infuse our lives with meaning and direction. The Stoics weren't just about enduring hardship. They were about thriving. They believed that living a purposeful life was key to happiness and fulfillment. But what does it mean to live with purpose? For the Stoics, purpose wasn't about fame, fortune, or external validation. It was about aligning our actions with our values, contributing to the greater good, and leaving the world a little better than we found it. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth." This reminds us that our purpose isn't something imposed on us from the outside. It's something we discover within ourselves. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of choosing our path wisely. He said, "If one does not know to which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable." In other words, without a clear sense of purpose, we're like ships adrift, tossed about by the whims of fate. So how do we find our purpose? It starts with self-reflection. What are you passionate about? What unique talents and gifts do you have to offer the world? What problems do you see that you want to help solve? Think about the things that make you feel alive, that get you out of bed in the morning. Maybe it's teaching, creating art, building businesses, or advocating for social justice. Whatever it is, that's your purpose calling. Now, let's bring this into the 21st century. Maybe you're a young professional feeling lost in the corporate world. Instead of just going through the motions, ask yourself, how can I use my skills and talents to make a positive impact? Maybe you can volunteer your time to mentor others, start a side hustle that aligns with your passions, or even advocate for more ethical practices within your company. Or maybe you're a parent feeling overwhelmed by the daily grind. Instead of just focusing on chores and errands, ask yourself, how can I create a more meaningful family life? Maybe you can plan family outings that foster connection, start a tradition of volunteering together, or simply make more time for heartfelt conversations and shared experiences. Remember, living with purpose doesn't mean you have to quit your job or change your entire life overnight. It's about finding ways to infuse meaning into your existing roles and responsibilities. It's about making choices that align with your values and contribute to the greater good, no matter how small they may seem. As Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, said, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." By focusing on what we have, our talents, our passions, our opportunities to make a difference, we can live a life filled with purpose, joy, and fulfillment. So, let's make a commitment to live with purpose. Let's discover our passions, embrace our unique gifts, and find ways to make a positive impact on the world around us. Remember, it's not about finding the perfect path. It's about choosing a path and making it meaningful. Lesson 4. Practice self-discipline. All right, Stoicism superstars, let's keep this momentum going. We've covered focusing on what we can control, embracing discomfort for growth, and living with purpose. Now, get ready to flex your willpower muscles with Lesson 4. Practice self-discipline. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-discipline sounds like a total buzzkill. But hold on a second. Self-discipline isn't about deprivation or restriction. It's about empowerment. It's about having the mental fortitude to make choices that align with your values and goals, even when those choices are tough. Think of it like this. You're the CEO of your life. You have a vision for your future, and self-discipline is your trusty executive assistant, helping you make decisions that move you closer to that vision. It's about saying yes to the things that serve you and no to the things that don't, even when those no's are hard to swallow. The Stoics were all about self-discipline. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This means that we have the power to choose our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions, regardless of what's happening around us. Seneca, another Stoic heavyweight, emphasized the importance of controlling our desires rather than being controlled by them. He said, "No man is free who cannot command himself." This means that true freedom comes from within, from our ability to govern our impulses and make choices that align with our higher selves. But why is self-discipline so important? Well, think about your goals. Maybe you want to get in shape, write a book, start a business, or learn a new language. These goals require consistent effort and dedication over time. Without self-discipline, it's easy to get sidetracked, procrastinate, or give up altogether. Self-discipline is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Every time you resist temptation, stick to your schedule, or push through a challenge, you're building that muscle. And the stronger your self-discipline muscle becomes, the easier it is to achieve your goals and live a life that's true to you. Let's make this practical. Imagine you're trying to eat healthier. It's easy to give in to cravings and indulge in junk food. But with self-discipline, you can make the choice to nourish your body with wholesome foods, even when that cookie is calling your name. Or maybe you're trying to establish a consistent writing habit. It's tempting to scroll through social media or binge-watch Netflix instead. But with self-discipline, you can carve out time each day to sit down and write, even when you don't feel like it. Remember, self-discipline isn't about being perfect. It's about progress, not perfection. Every small step you take towards your goals, every time you choose the harder but better path, you're building that self-discipline muscle. And as that muscle grows stronger, you'll find yourself achieving things you never thought possible. So let's embrace the challenge of self-discipline. Let's set clear goals, create systems to support our efforts, and celebrate our victories along the way. Remember, as Epictetus said, "No great thing is created suddenly." Self-discipline is a journey, not a sprint. But with consistent effort and a Stoic mindset, you can achieve anything you set your mind to. Stay tuned for our next lesson, where we'll delve into another Stoic principle that can help you live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you won't miss out. Lesson 5. Accept change. All right, Stoicism scholars, buckle up for Lesson 5. Accept change. We've been diving deep into some powerful Stoic principles, focusing on what we can control, embracing discomfort, living with purpose, and practicing self-discipline. Now, it's time to tackle a concept that can be a real game-changer. Accepting change. Let's be real. Change is inevitable. It's the one constant in life. Seasons change, relationships evolve, jobs come and go, and even our bodies are constantly changing. Fighting against change is like trying to swim upstream. It's exhausting and ultimately futile. The Stoics understood this truth deeply. They saw change as a natural part of the universe, a force to be embraced rather than feared. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, said, "Accept whatever comes to you, woven in the pattern of your destiny for what could more aptly fit your needs. This is a powerful reminder that even the changes we perceive as negative can have a purpose in our lives. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, taught that becoming too attached to our current circumstances can lead to disappointment and suffering. He said, "The greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today." In other words, by clinging to the way things are, we miss out on the opportunities that change can bring. So how can we become more accepting of change? It starts with a shift in perspective. Instead of seeing change as a threat, we can view it as an opportunity for growth and new experiences. Think about it. Have you ever had a job change that you initially dreaded, but it ended up opening doors to new possibilities? Or maybe a relationship ended, but it paved the way for a more fulfilling connection later on? These are examples of how change, even when it's painful, can lead to unexpected blessings. Now let's bring this into our modern lives. Maybe you're facing a major life transition, like a move, a career change, or the end of a relationship. Instead of resisting these changes, try to embrace them as opportunities for growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this change to become a better version of myself? Or maybe you're simply struggling with the daily changes and uncertainties of life. Maybe your plans got cancelled, your routine got disrupted, or something unexpected happened. Instead of getting frustrated, try to go with the flow. Embrace the spontaneity of life and see where it takes you. Remember, accepting change doesn't mean being passive or giving up. It means actively engaging with the present moment and adapting to new circumstances. It means letting go of what was and embracing what is. As Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." By accepting change and choosing a positive response, we empower ourselves to navigate life's twists and turns with grace and resilience. So, let's make a commitment to accept change. Let's see it as a natural part of life, a force that can shape us, mold us, and ultimately lead us to a more fulfilling and meaningful existence. Remember, the only way to truly live is to embrace the ever-changing nature of life itself. Lesson 6. Embrace obstacles as opportunities. Hey there, Stoicism enthusiasts, ready for another dose of ancient wisdom. In our previous lessons, we've explored some key Stoic principles like focusing on what we can control, embracing discomfort, living with purpose, and practicing self-discipline. Now, let's dive into a concept that can truly transform our perspective on challenges, embracing obstacles as opportunities. Now, I know what you're thinking. Obstacles, opportunities. Are you kidding me? We're conditioned to view obstacles as roadblocks, setbacks, and things that get in the way of our happiness and success. But the Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient Greece and Rome, had a radically different perspective. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, famously said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This means that obstacles, no matter how daunting, can actually become catalysts for growth and progress. They challenge us to think creatively, to adapt, to persevere, and to ultimately become stronger and more resilient. Think of it like this. Obstacles are like unexpected plot twists in the story of your life. They may throw you off balance at first, but they also make the story more interesting, more dynamic, and ultimately more rewarding. Let's take a look at some real-life examples. Imagine you're an entrepreneur and your business is facing a major setback. Instead of throwing in the towel, you could view this as an opportunity to reevaluate your strategies, pivot your approach, and come back stronger than ever. Many successful businesses have been born out of failures and setbacks, or maybe you're dealing with a health challenge. Instead of seeing it as a curse, you could view it as an opportunity to learn more about your body, adopt a healthier lifestyle, and connect with others who are going through similar experiences. Many people have found strength, resilience, and even new purpose through their health struggles. The Stoics didn't just preach this idea, they lived it. They faced exile, persecution, and even death with courage and equanimity. They understood that obstacles were not the end of the road, but rather detours that could lead to unexpected destinations. So, how can we embrace obstacles as opportunities in our own lives? It starts with a shift in mindset. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" we can ask, "What can I learn from this? How can I use this to grow?" This doesn't mean that facing obstacles becomes easy or painless, but it does mean that we approach them with a different attitude, one that is focused on growth, learning, and resilience. As Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." When we choose to see obstacles as opportunities, we empower ourselves to take control of our lives and turn challenges into stepping stones towards our goals. Remember, this is a practice. It takes time and effort to cultivate this mindset. But with each obstacle you face, you have a choice. You can let it defeat you, or you can embrace it as an opportunity to become the best version of yourself. So, let's choose to embrace the obstacles, learn from them, and ultimately use them to propel us towards our greatest potential. Lesson 7. Maintain a balanced perspective. All right, Stoicism seekers, let's keep this journey going. We've delved into some powerful principles like focusing on what we can control, embracing discomfort, living with purpose, practicing self-discipline, accepting change, and embracing obstacles. Now let's explore a concept that can bring harmony to our lives: maintaining a balanced perspective. In our fast-paced, information-saturated world, it's easy to get caught up in the extremes. We see things as black or white, good or bad, success or failure. But the Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient Greece and Rome, taught us the importance of finding the middle ground, the golden mean, as Aristotle called it. This doesn't mean being indifferent or apathetic. It means recognizing that life is nuanced and complex, and that most things exist on a spectrum. It's about avoiding the pitfalls of excess and deficiency, and finding a balanced approach that leads to inner peace and well-being. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "Objective judgment, now at this very moment. Unselfish action, now at this very moment. Willing acceptance, now at this very moment, of all external events. That's all you need." This quote reminds us to focus on the present moment, to act with integrity, and to accept what we cannot control. It's a call to find balance in our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of moderation in all things. He warned against the dangers of excess, whether it's indulging in too much pleasure, accumulating too much wealth, or striving for too much power. He believed that true happiness comes from finding contentment in simplicity and balance. So, how can we maintain a balanced perspective in our modern lives? It starts with awareness. We need to be mindful of our tendencies towards extremes, whether it's catastrophizing negative events or getting carried away by excitement. Think about it. Have you ever received some good news and immediately started planning your entire future around it, only to be disappointed when things didn't pan out as expected? Or maybe you've experienced a setback and immediately assumed that everything is ruined, only to realize later that it wasn't as bad as you thought. These are examples of how our emotions can cloud our judgment and lead us to extremes. By cultivating a balanced perspective, we can avoid these pitfalls and make more rational, grounded decisions. This means taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture. It means considering different viewpoints, weighing the pros and cons, and avoiding impulsive reactions. It means finding the middle ground between optimism and pessimism, between ambition and contentment. Remember, maintaining a balanced perspective doesn't mean suppressing your emotions or pretending that things are always okay. It means acknowledging your feelings, but not letting them control you. It means finding a healthy balance between accepting what you cannot change and taking action to improve what you can. As Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, said, "Happiness and freedom begin with a clear understanding of one principle. Some things are within our control, and some things are not." By recognizing this truth and focusing on what we can control, we can cultivate a balanced perspective that leads to greater peace, resilience, and well-being. So, let's make a commitment to maintain a balanced perspective. Let's strive to find the middle ground in all things, to avoid extremes, and to embrace the nuanced complexity of life. By doing so, we can live more fulfilling lives, navigate challenges with grace, and find true contentment in the present moment. Stay tuned for our next lesson, where we'll delve into another Stoic principle that can help you live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you won't miss out. Lesson 8. Cultivate inner peace. All right, Stoicism seekers, let's dive into Lesson 8. Cultivate inner peace. We've been on quite a journey, exploring Stoic principles like focusing on what we can control, embracing discomfort, living with purpose, practicing self-discipline, accepting change, and embracing obstacles. Now, it's time to discover the ultimate goal of Stoicism: inner peace. In our chaotic and fast-paced world, inner peace can feel like an elusive dream. But the Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient Greece and Rome, believed that inner peace was not only attainable, but essential for a fulfilling life. So what is inner peace? It's not just the absence of stress or conflict. It's a state of tranquility, contentment, and equanimity that comes from accepting the present moment, focusing on what we can control, and living in accordance with our values. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." This quote reminds us that inner peace is not dependent on external circumstances, but rather on our internal state of mind. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of inner peace in the face of adversity. He said, "The greatest remedy for anger is delay." This means that by pausing and reflecting before reacting, we can avoid impulsive actions and maintain our inner peace. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, taught that our thoughts and perceptions shape our reality. He said, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the views which they take of them." This means that by changing our thoughts and perspectives, we can change our emotional state and cultivate inner peace. But how can we cultivate inner peace in our modern lives? It starts with mindfulness, the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. By focusing on our breath, our senses, and our immediate surroundings, we can quiet the mental chatter and find a sense of calm. Meditation is another powerful tool for cultivating inner peace. By setting aside time each day to sit in silence and observe our thoughts and emotions, we can gain greater self-awareness and learn to respond to challenges with more equanimity. Practicing gratitude is also essential for inner peace. By focusing on the good in our lives, even the small things, we can cultivate a sense of contentment and appreciation that counteracts negativity and stress. In our daily lives, we can cultivate inner peace by setting boundaries, simplifying our lives, and spending time in nature. By disconnecting from the constant stimulation of technology and reconnecting with ourselves and the natural world, we can find a sense of peace and tranquility. Remember, cultivating inner peace is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But by incorporating Stoic principles into our lives, we can find greater peace, joy, and fulfillment, even in the midst of life's challenges. So, let's make a commitment to cultivate inner peace. Let's practice mindfulness, meditation, and gratitude. Let's simplify our lives, set boundaries, and connect with nature. And let's remember the words of Marcus Aurelius. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. By choosing positive, empowering thoughts, we can create a life filled with inner peace and tranquility. Lesson 9. Practice gratitude. Hey there, Stoicism seekers, ready to infuse your life with a little more sunshine. In this lesson, we're diving into a practice that can truly transform your outlook, practicing gratitude. Now you might be thinking, gratitude, that's a bit cheesy, isn't it? But hold on a second. Gratitude isn't just about saying thank you. It's a mindset, a way of life that can profoundly impact your happiness and well-being. The Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient Greece and Rome, were big proponents of gratitude. They understood that happiness doesn't come from accumulating more stuff, but from appreciating what we already have. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." This quote beautifully captures the essence of gratitude, recognizing the simple joys and blessings that surround us each day. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, warned against the dangers of constantly chasing after more. He said, "He who is not satisfied with a little is satisfied with nothing." In other words, if we're always focused on what we lack, we'll never find true contentment. But how do we cultivate gratitude in our daily lives? It starts with making it a habit. Each morning or evening, take a few moments to reflect on three things you're grateful for. It could be anything: your health, your family, your friends, a delicious meal, a beautiful sunset, or even just the fact that you woke up today. This simple practice can have a profound impact on your mindset. It helps you focus on the positive aspects of your life, even when things are tough. As Oprah Winfrey, a modern-day sage, said, "Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough." Gratitude isn't just about counting your blessings. It's also about finding the good in challenging situations. When faced with adversity, instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" we can ask, "What can I learn from this? How can I grow stronger?" This shift in perspective can turn setbacks into opportunities for growth and resilience. Furthermore, gratitude is a powerful tool for building stronger relationships. By expressing appreciation for the people in our lives, we not only brighten their day, but also deepen our connections with them. A simple thank you can go a long way in showing someone that they are valued and loved. Modern psychology also supports the benefits of gratitude. Studies have shown that people who practice gratitude regularly experience less stress, anxiety, and depression. They also tend to have stronger immune systems, better sleep, and more positive relationships. So, let's make gratitude a cornerstone of our lives. Let's celebrate the small victories, cherish the moments of connection, and find joy in the simple pleasures. As the Dalai Lama wisely said, happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. By choosing to practice gratitude, we actively create more happiness and fulfillment in our lives. Remember, gratitude is a gift we give ourselves. It's a way to cultivate joy, resilience, and a deeper appreciation for life's many blessings. So, let's embrace this stoic practice and watch as it transforms our lives from the inside out. Lesson 10. Prioritize relationships. All right, Stoicism aficionados, let's dive into. Lesson 10. Prioritize relationships. We've covered a lot of ground so far, from focusing on what we can control to practicing gratitude. Now it's time to explore one of the most fundamental aspects of human existence, our connections with others. In our hyper-individualistic society, it's easy to get caught up in the pursuit of personal achievement and forget the importance of relationships. But the Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient Greece and Rome, understood that our relationships are not just a source of joy and fulfillment, but also a key component of living a virtuous and meaningful life. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "We are made for cooperation, like feet, like hands, like eyelids, like the rows of the upper and lower teeth. To act against one another, then, is contrary to nature." This quote beautifully illustrates the Stoic belief in the interconnectedness of humanity. We are not isolated individuals, but rather part of a larger social fabric. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of choosing our company wisely. He said, "Associate with people who are likely to improve you." This doesn't mean surrounding ourselves with people who are just like us, but rather with those who challenge us, inspire us, and help us grow. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, taught that our relationships are a reflection of our own character. He said, "The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best." This means that by cultivating healthy, supportive relationships, we not only enrich our lives, but also become better versions of ourselves. But how can we prioritize relationships in our modern lives? It starts with being present. In our age of constant distractions, it's easy to go through the motions of interacting with others without truly connecting. Put away your phone, turn off the TV, and give your loved ones your undivided attention. It also means being a good listener. Truly listen to what others have to say, without interrupting or judging. Show empathy and understanding, and offer support when needed. As the Dalai Lama, a modern-day spiritual leader, said, "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." Prioritizing relationships also means making time for connection. In our busy lives, it's easy to let relationships fall by the wayside. But make a conscious effort to schedule regular time with loved ones, whether it's a weekly dinner, a monthly game night, or a yearly vacation. Furthermore, it's important to be a good friend, partner, or family member. This means being reliable, trustworthy, and supportive. It means showing up for others, celebrating their successes, and offering a shoulder to lean on during difficult times. Remember, relationships are a two-way street. It's not just about what you can get from others, but also about what you can give. As Maya Angelou, the renowned poet and activist, said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So let's make a commitment to prioritize relationships. Let's be present, listen actively, make time for connection, and be a good friend, partner, or family member. By investing in our relationships, we not only enrich our lives, but also contribute to a more connected and compassionate world." Lesson 11. Seek wisdom. All right, Stoicism scholars, get ready to expand your minds. We've covered a lot of ground in our exploration of Stoicism, from focusing on what we can control to prioritizing relationships. Now, let's dive into a principle that's at the heart of this ancient philosophy. Seek wisdom. Now you might be thinking, wisdom, isn't that just for old folks with long beards? But hold on a second. Wisdom isn't about age. It's about a lifelong pursuit of knowledge, understanding, and self-improvement. The Stoics were voracious learners. They devoured books, engaged in philosophical discussions, and constantly sought out new perspectives. They believed that wisdom was the key to living a virtuous and fulfilling life. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." This quote highlights the importance of cultivating a wise and discerning mind. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of continuous learning. He said, "As long as you live, keep learning how to live." This means that we should never stop seeking knowledge, questioning our assumptions, and expanding our understanding of the world. But what does seeking wisdom look like in our modern lives? It's not just about reading books or attending lectures, although those can be valuable tools. It's about being curious, open-minded, and willing to challenge our own beliefs. Think about it. When was the last time you stepped outside your comfort zone and explored a new idea or perspective? Maybe it was reading a book on a topic you knew nothing about, having a conversation with someone from a different background, or trying a new hobby that challenged your skills. Seeking wisdom also means being humble and recognizing that we don't have all the answers. It means being willing to admit when we're wrong and learning from our mistakes. As Socrates, the ancient Greek philosopher, famously said, "The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing." In our daily lives, we can seek wisdom by engaging in meaningful conversations, asking thought-provoking questions, and seeking out diverse perspectives. We can also learn from our experiences, both positive and negative, and use them to grow and evolve. The pursuit of wisdom isn't just an intellectual exercise, it's also a spiritual one. It's about connecting with something larger than ourselves, whether it's nature, the universe, or a higher power. As Albert Einstein, the brilliant physicist, said, "The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and science." So, let's make a commitment to seek wisdom. Let's read books, have conversations, explore new ideas, and challenge our own beliefs. Let's cultivate a curious and open mind, and never stop learning and growing. Remember, the pursuit of wisdom is a lifelong journey, one that can lead to greater understanding, fulfillment, and inner peace. Lesson 12. Live authentically. All right, Stoicism superstars, we've made it to our final lesson, live authentically. We've covered a lot of ground in our exploration of Stoicism, from focusing on what we can control to seeking wisdom. Now it's time to discover the importance of being true to yourself. In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in trying to please others, to fit in, to follow the crowd. But the Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient Greece and Rome, taught us that true happiness and fulfillment come from living in alignment with our own values and beliefs. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, said, "Be like the cliff against which the waves continually break, but it stands firm and tames the fury of the water around it." This quote reminds us to stand strong in our convictions, even when faced with external pressures to conform. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of self-awareness and self-acceptance. He said, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare, it is because we do not dare that they are difficult." This means that our fears and insecurities often hold us back from living authentically. But what does it mean to live authentically? It means being true to yourself, your values, and your beliefs, even when it's not popular or easy. It means embracing your unique quirks and imperfections, and not trying to be someone you're not. Think about it. Have you ever found yourself saying or doing things just to fit in, even if it didn't feel right? Or maybe you've hidden parts of yourself out of fear of judgment or rejection. These are examples of how we can betray our authenticity in order to please others. Living authentically means having the courage to be yourself, even if it means standing out from the crowd. It means expressing your thoughts and opinions honestly, even if they're unpopular. It means pursuing your passions and dreams, even if they're unconventional. Now, let's bring this into the 21st century. Maybe you're a young person trying to figure out your career path. Instead of following the crowd and choosing a safe or prestigious option, take some time to reflect on what truly excites you. What are you passionate about? What unique skills and talents do you have to offer the world? Or maybe you're struggling with your identity, feeling pressure to conform to societal expectations. Instead of trying to fit into a mold that doesn't feel right, embrace your individuality, celebrate your differences, express yourself creatively, and surround yourself with people who accept and appreciate you for who you are. Remember, living authentically doesn't mean being selfish or disregarding the needs of others. It means finding a balance between staying true to yourself and being a responsible and compassionate member of society. As the great poet Maya Angelou said, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style." By living authentically, we not only thrive, but also inspire others to do the same. So, let's make a commitment to live authentically. Let's embrace our individuality, express ourselves honestly, and pursue our passions with courage and conviction. Remember, the world needs your unique voice and perspective. By being true to yourself, you not only live a more fulfilling life, but also make the world a richer and more vibrant place. All right, my fellow Stoics, we've reached the end of our 12-lesson crash course on Stoicism. But remember, this isn't the end. It's just the beginning of your journey toward a more resilient, purposeful, and fulfilling life. We've covered a lot of ground, from focusing on what we can control to living authentically. We've explored the wisdom of ancient philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, and we've seen how their teachings are still relevant in our modern lives. But Stoicism isn't just about reading and learning. It's about doing and being. It's about putting these principles into practice every single day, in the big moments and the small ones. It's about choosing courage over fear, wisdom over ignorance, and virtue over vice. As we navigate the challenges and uncertainties of life, let's remember the words of Marcus Aurelius. "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Let's choose to focus on what we can control, to embrace discomfort as an opportunity for growth, to live with purpose, to practice self-discipline, to accept change, to embrace obstacles, to maintain a balanced perspective, to cultivate inner peace, to practice gratitude, to prioritize relationships, and to seek wisdom. And above all, let's live authentically. Let's be true to ourselves, our values, and our beliefs. Let's embrace our individuality and express ourselves with courage and conviction. As the great poet Maya Angelou said, "There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you." So, go out there and live your story. Live it with passion, with purpose, and with stoic resilience. Remember, you are the author of your own life, and the pen is in your hand. Write a story that you'll be proud to share with the world. Thank you for joining me on this journey. I hope you found these lessons valuable and inspiring. Remember, Stoicism isn't just a philosophy, it's a way of life, and it's a way of life that can lead to greater happiness, resilience, and fulfillment. So, keep learning, keep growing, and keep practicing Stoicism. The world needs your wisdom, your courage, and your authenticity. Now, go out there and be the Stoic you were born to be.